optimistic, you got it all. I can recall a better day, sun coming to shine on the occasion. Hey, sophisticated lady, oh, you got it all.
Restless, but they got no place to go. And someone's always trying to tell them something they already know. So their anger and resentment flow. Don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long? Moe Harris Radio. Got his problems too.
It's 9:09. That means it's time for the next hour of radio here on WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Dad Heart Radio, All That Radio. It's time for the radio. Woo-hoo. Good morning and good afternoon if you're overseas. Rise and shine in California. Overseas. What?
I said good evening if you're really overseas.
Are you talking loud enough?
I am talking, maybe. I don't know.
No, we're fine.
I'm okay, we're
you, you just refuse to.
I'm a soft-spoken, boy.
Well, you just don't know how to talk right into the microphone.
Well, all right, that could be true.
It's been a few weeks.
It's been a few weeks for me. You were here 2 weeks ago, right?
True.
Yeah. So the big topic though today is we missed what would have been a Dad Heart Radio tradition had we not missed it, which was
Halloween.
The Halloween episode.
Halloween has come and passed. It's Christmas now.
It is. So really the only change is we're not going to say spooky anymore.
I don't plan on saying spooky again. Spooky has been taken over by the meme scene in a mainstream memer way, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. So maybe last year when you were listening, you were like, oh, yeah, this is totally a meme that I see all the time, and the tildes and the what, and it's fun, and the high-pitched voice and the this and the that. We're not happy about what's happened this year. We're retiring it, so...
Nothing is spooky.
Along with it, we've retired the Halloween episode. You'll never hear another Halloween episode from us again.
I don't like Halloween.
I don't either, though. To be fair, we did have a pretty good Halloween this year.
What did I do? Oh, yeah. I dressed up as a space knight. It was lit.
I dressed up as a Soylent bottle. It was less lit.
We don't need to say it again. But the script said that was a topical thing to say.
Yeah, so we're really returning
right along
to the old days here.
It's a beautiful day. Make sure you get outside today. It's peak fall. Global warming has pushed fall back a couple weeks, so it's as though it's like mid-October right now.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's about as nice as it gets, so soak it in. It's a sunny day. It's a great day. Live your life. It's a wonderful thing. Let's play some music.
Live your life while you got it.
Whoa. Hello. Nothing spookier than reality.
Whoa. We said we were going to stop.
Shut it down.
Alrighty. While we take some time to recover from this small disaster, why don't you enjoy the sweet musings of Wild Nothing here on WMFO.
And we're back. That was cool.
Oh, that was not bad.
It was a good use of percussion.
Yeah.
That was a pretty lame comment. Moving right along, if you have feedback about the show and would like us to read it aloud on air, please email your comments to charles.meyer, that's M-E-Y-E-R, at tufts.edu. And we'll respond as quickly as we can. What if your email was Charles Meyer, that's M-E-Y-E-R, like you spelled out T-H-A-T-S-M-E-Y-E-R at gmail.com?
So there would be no way of differentiating that from Charles Meyer, that's Meyer, at gmail.com. Can you have hyphens in email
hyphens
addresses?
Hyphens are not, I don't think, valid emails.
I don't think they're allowed, so. I mean, no, they are.
You could do dots.
Sorry. You can have hyphens.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah,
I've seen plenty of
definitely
dash
can
names.
Have hyphens. I don't know if you can have seven of them. Six of them.
We're all out of hyphens today at the email shop. Sorry. Strict limit. 5 hyphens per email.
You know, there was a time where, like, is it ICANN that approves top-level domains?
Yes.
They came to a conclusion that there was no reason that they should deny applications were they to ever come up for top-level domains that were the same as common file extensions, so that they essentially published a report that said if I want to try to register or try to basically apply to have, like, I don't know, testanswers.pdf as a domain name, they're like, no, there are no associated security risks with that.
It's likely true.
I don't know. I think it could be a mess.
It's silly, but it's fun. Moving right along. What else is new for you, Zach? What's happened in the past week?
Nothing that I'm particularly at liberty to discuss.
Nice.
So, check back next week for some things that maybe I will be at liberty to discuss, but probably not.
Let's... Next. Next...
So the real question is, next Tuesday is a Tufts Friday.
Oh, does that mean that we get our show?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Are we on the radio?
No, we'll probably stay on the regular schedule.
Okay.
So we'll probably do next Friday.
That's fair.
And we don't have school.
I'm sure that there's some sorry soul who usually has a show on Tuesday that now, you know, just had a Friday class coming in.
Yeah, that stinks.
And if there are some enterprising young hosts who have missed some shows recently, I mean...
I probably won't be free on Tuesday.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
It's a $1,500 suit. Come on. $4,000 suit. Come on. All right, let's play some more music. Yeah, we'll think of some more banter.
We're off to a not bad start today.
We're doing fine.
Yeah. All right, let's get some music going. We're going to... take it a little bit into a stranger side, but it's gonna be good.
It's gonna get strange,
but good.
She's like a child you won't know, carry a lot, but then you it's worthwhile. Feels like this time is the place for me. Your faith goes. On it up, babe. On it up,
That was wild.
Pretty good.
Can't complain.
Yeah, I've been wanting to play that for a few weeks, but I think the last time that I had that kind of ready, we ran out of time.
I got you.
But this week, I mean, we got a lot of good stuff planned for you. A lot of content is coming your way.
We got fresh new contents being created right on the air, and it's going to be ready after the next song. So yeah. just keep it here, keep it dialed in.
Yeah, don't go away. Really.
Speaking of keeping it dialed in, this is not a public service announcement, but this is a consumer report. Buy one of those free digital antennas for your TV. I bought one for $18 on Amazon, and it has changed my life. We can watch all the bad, like, Fox 24 news for free.
You can.
And it's like HD. You can watch the World Series. Go Cubs. You can watch, I don't know, probably the Patriots. We got we got like 50 channels. It's free. Do it.
And whose idea was that?
It was Zach's idea.
Yeah, it was totally my idea. Just a reminder that when you need a practical solution, 9 times out of 10, your answer is going to be talk to Zach. So let me just give you an example. You got to schedule, 16 TAs for
17.
Shifts? 17 TAs for shifts. So there are two options right here. You could, you could generate random schedules over and over again.
That sounds
would go,
cool.
It would go on and
sounds
on.
Sounds like P equals MP.
Or
P equals no problem.
You could just write up a schedule you know, make a little table with some dais, put some people in it. No problem. And of course, Charlie's right. We always suggest the former. Got to make a random schedule.
You know, that's what I was saying. All right. Okay. I'm ready to read a PSA, and then we're going to play a song, and then we're going to get some new content for you. But it's just keep it dialed in. Don't forget. Okay. You know, we're going to think about texting and driving today. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologize if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextsstoprex.org. Nice.
That's a very real thing right there. There's no excuse for texting and driving.
Yeah. Although they did say a random text. Did you notice that?
They did. It's a randomly generated text, and each time one is generated, a score is computed to give you an idea of just how bad that text is going to be for the world.
Most of the scores are negative. It's just hard to make a good schedule. Let's play a song.
Yeah, we're gonna play a song. We're gonna take it a little sad now.
It's good. Yeah.
Not that it's been happy to begin with.
It's fine.
But yeah, let's just we're gonna go back to my sophomore year of high school. I was a little sophomore in high school, as I just said, and just sitting around listening to this song all the time.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. Here we go.
Climb into an empty bed. Oh well, enough said. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Oh mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. See, the sea wants to take me. The knife wants to slit me. Do you think you can help me? Sad veiled bride, please be happy. Handsome groom, give her room. Loud, loutish lover, treat her kindly, though she needs you more than she loves you. And I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Over, over. Never really began, but in my heart it was so real. And you even spoke to me and said, if you're so funny, then why are you on your own tonight? And if you're so clever, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very entertaining, then why are you on your own tonight? If you're so very good looking, why do you sleep alone tonight? 'Cause tonight is just like any other night. That's why you're on your own tonight. With your triumphs and your charms, over in each other's arms. It's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind. Over, 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 over. It's so easy to laugh, so easy to hate. It takes good to be gentle and kind. Over, over. Love is natural and real, but not for you, my love, not tonight, my love. Love is natural and real, but not for such as you and I, my love. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, 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 mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, 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 mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my
So now is the debut of, it's the world premiere of a piece of art created by Zaccaria Graziano for WMFO in Medford, commissioned by me, by Peter Thiel.
And we'll talk acknowledgments after the exhibition of the piece, because like any good art piece, this could not have been done alone. There's a lot of tech companies that I actually am going to have to thank after this.
Sounds
so
good.
We're gonna let it go, and hopefully this art speaks for itself.
All right, we're gonna shut us off.
main.c:4:2: error, use of undeclared identifier, trees, main.c:5:2: error, use of undeclared identifier, trees, here, main.c:6:2: error, use of undeclared identifier, trees, there, main.c:7:2: error, use of undeclared identifier, trees are everywhere, main.c:8:2: error, use of undeclared identifier, make me happy, main.c:9:2: error, use of undeclared identifier, me sad, make, main.c:10:2: error, use of undeclared identifier, this compiler's gonna get stuck on a rate, main.c:10:15: warning, missing terminating character when valid pp token, this compiler's gonna get stuck on a rate, one warning and seven errors generated. main.c:4:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, trees, main.c:5:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, trees, here, main.c:6:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, trees, there, main.c:7:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, trees are everywhere, main.c:8:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, make me happy, main.c:9:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, me sad, make main.c:10:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, this compiler's gonna get stuck on a rake. main.c:10:15, warning, missing.
That was really sick.
That was one of the best pieces we've ever debuted on this show.
That was honestly dope.
So
listen to this show more.
So of course, no art piece is without the art that it was built on. We do have to thank Stars for the backing track, the beginning after the end. We also have to thank Apple Inc. for its Alex voice, and the GNU Project for the wonderful GCC compiler, which really, really made this piece possible.
Cool. Let's play another song, and then we'll come back with some more thoughts. But just know that was maybe the best thing that's happened on this show ever.
You may not hear anything better.
You never will.
Let's get sad.
Driver.
And that was that. That was, you know, fine.
It was a little fun. We had a good time. So last weekend, actually, we do have something to share. Because last weekend we did something that we've been waiting to do for a long time.
Took a trip down to Quincy, Mass. To go to the site of the very first Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep. Only almost hit one telephone pole.
It was everything that you would have expected and more. I can't recommend it. That's
too
it.
Much.
I can't recommend it. It's a long drive. It was fine. But on the way down, we listened to some great tunes, reminisced about our love of Dunkin' Donuts. I've been spending too much at that place this year.
Oh yeah, totally. They actually just sent me my DD Perks reward.
Oh, I just got a free coffee.
I just got my summary though. Like,
oh yeah,
your,
not good.
Your statement. I don't want to see that. That's bad news. Just a quick side note before we get back to Dunkin' Donuts. A few months ago, we had an experience where we smelled the sausage, egg, and cheese for the first time.
Yeah, don't do that.
And it was a bad experience. And right now I'm having a very similar experience because I'm smelling the microphone.
Oh, don't smell the microphone.
For the first time. And it's,
do not. That's one thing that you don't want to do.
It's bad.
Thank God it's not smell-o-vision.
Oh, yeah. But back to Dunks.
Dunkin' Angus. It's all good. Anyways.
We listen to a lot of tunes that... kind of characterize this friendship and this radio show. So we listen to some Sufjan, we listen to some Carly Rae, we listen to some
the Queen of Pop,
Carly Rae, Queen of Pop, and one of the newer bands that characterizes, or no, older bands, but that we've been listening to more.
No new music
is the Halo Benders. We've been listening to them a lot. They characterize this friendship quite well.
We're bending.
And
let's bend it quick.
We're gonna take a bend.
You know, there in Washington, they got a monument covered with names. Names of folks they say gave their lives for their country. And we ought to honor them. The way I see it, they were just doing what they were told. Now, who I'd like to bestow my gratitude upon is them free-thinking folks of independent mind. I'd like to say thank you to all of you Vietnam era draft dodgers. To all of you Gulf War military deserters. And I just want to give a big thanks to all of those Americans out there who put their freedom on the line as conscientious objectors and military resistors. All you youngsters out there, all you young men aged 18 to 22, you're probably wondering what you can do to follow in the footsteps of the American way and assert yourselves as mature individuals who can decide your own future. I'm not gonna suggest you shouldn't register for the draft. That wouldn't be legal. But why not take a cue from my buddy Sam and register 10 times, 50 times, 100 times. There's no law against it. No law against a woman 18 to 22 registering 50 or 60 times. Or a man or a woman 14 or 40 registering for the draft 150 times, 500 times. Just let them know what's on your mind. About a learned that burning was the proper, respectful way to dispose of a flag when it's become obsolete and worn out its usefulness. Hell, being an American is all about getting things off your chest and saying your piece. A visual aid can come in mighty handy for getting your point across. So don't be using up all your matches and lighters, waving them at those big concerts. Save them for the streets, where they can express your true feelings and those of our founding fathers. Bless all you flag-burning patriots, exercising your rights as Americans.
Maine.C:4:
That was
We're just excited about compiling.
That was a little bit of a mistake right there. We were we were getting a little too excited and
getting,
you know, I can't get this program to work for the life of me. I just know no keywords.
It's strange that I typed a poem into a C compiler and it didn't make an executable. What a sorry state of affairs. What a bad language.
Yeah, I mean, if I did that in Python, I would have got something.
At least try to run it. Anyways, we'll probably play one more found sound here, and then we're gonna leave, go outside, experience this beautiful day.
Oh, are we gonna play more found sound? I thought we were just gonna give another shot at that poem.txt.pdf too, just for the sake of existence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it.
We're going to give it a shot. But until then, we're gonna stall is what we're going to do.
Oh, you think we're not ready?
Oh, no, we're not ready.
We haven't done a traffic report yet, which is kind of important.
Why don't you do one? Actually, why don't you take those headphones off?
I can't. I'm looking. No,
take those headphones off. Get over by the window and scream into my mic.
Okay, I'm looking. Well, we're working on it. All right, we're looking out the window. We got good stuff here. We got, Toyota.
Whoa.
Hello. Oh, red light, green light.
One, two, three.
I see our next DJ coming down the stairs. So that's one piece of traffic. We got the 96 and the 80 both rolling up on College Ave.
Ooh.
As some would call it, it's Ice Ave, the place where you eat the ice from your Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee.
Yes. That's true regardless of whatever... Dunkin' Donuts you go to.
That's true.
So the deal with Audacity is it's just so audacious.
Oh, you're using Audacity right now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to... I don't have anything to edit audio on my computer. I quickly downloaded this.
I gotcha.
So we're going to edit. We're going to select all. Nope, we already did that.
I'm going to sneeze. No wonder these microphones smell so bad.
Sneeze, and then we're going to go to Effect, Change Tempo, and we don't want to change that pitch, so we want to go slower.
I don't get it.
All right, so we're going to take this over to 80 seconds.
We good?
We are good.
We're ready to roll. Let's take a listen.
All right.
You're hearing this is some good stuff happening live.
This is how... It's playing. This is really how art is made. Live.
On air.
On air. I have to find that song again.
With a freshly downloaded Audacity.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't download Audacity every time you go to make a song...
Are you really even
Yeah. So we don't want to mess up the transition to the next show again is why I'm stalling still.
I understand. So what, they're going to come in right on top of this?
That's the plan. They are going to come in right after this new content. They're going to have to top.
They're going to have to top this. No way.
I mean,
get out of town.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty hard for them. But
all right. Well, anyways, it's a beautiful day. Don't forget to get outside. And we will be seeing you for sure next week. Zach, we ready? Otherwise, I'm put on automation.
We are ready in 1 second. We just got to make this a audio file.
You just got to make it a .pdf.
All right. We are going.
We're in.
We got this. Where's that WAV file that I made?
You're killing me, Zach.
.wax. poem.txt.pdf. here it is. All right. We are almost. We got this. We just got to change the extension to have .wait, not .wax.
You're this is the sound of agony right here. It's the sound of Zach changing file extensions on his computer.
Who knew that computers don't want to open files that end in .wax?
.pdf2.
Alrighty.
I'm so hungry.
We are.
I'm hungry for some new songs coming from Zach.
Let's do it.
We're good?
Yep.
main.c:4:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, trees, main.c:5:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, trees here, main.c:6:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, trees there, main.c:7:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, trees are everywhere, main.c:8:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, make me happy, main.c:9:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, me sad make, main.c:10:2:error, use of undeclared identifier, this compiler's gonna get stuck on a rake, main.c:10:15, warning, missing terminating character, when valid pp token, this compiler's gonna get stuck on a rake, one warning and 7 errors generated .a.
Treasure and the losing it all, the time that we wasted and the place where we fall. Will we wake in the morning and know what it was for, up in our bedroom, after the war?